From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing in eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to maintain international peace and security. In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
Your Honors, in this venue, I announce my separation from the United States.
American officials say they have gotten no formal notice from the Philippine government about such a separation. A Mexican federal judge has rejected an appeal by drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the United States. The Mexican Foreign Ministry approved the extradition request in May, but Guzman's lawyers have been fighting the decision in a district court. This is VOA News.